This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Ripon-based charity Dementia Forward is celebrating its fifth birthday. It provides much-needed supports to people affected by dementia across the Harrogate district and beyond. Chief Executive Jill Quinn tells us how much they've achieved in those first few years.
I always meant to record everything, of course we didn't. So we actually used our Facebook page and went right back to 2012 and looked at all the sort of key markers through Dementia Forward in the first 5 years, and it's staggering, really, what we have managed to do. And I think probably the most important thing is that we started off with less than 200 families at the end of our first year, and we're now supporting 1,400 families.
And that's amazing, and just how much it's grown. I imagine it's grown a lot quicker than you thought it was going to.
A lot quicker and a lot more. I think I've said this before, we really intended to be a little fluffy local charity. We still want to remain local, but we've really had to up our game because of the numbers. And now our vision for the next 5 years is that we will extend across North Yorkshire.
So obviously the support has got better for people with dementia locally. You've been doing a lot of work to try and tackle the stigma, which we've talked about a lot. Do you think there's still a way to go with that?
I think there is, but it's quite interesting that we were just talking about the mix of people here today. And I think if we'd sent the same invitation out 5 years ago, we'd probably have a room full of health and social care professionals and care homes. But actually, today we've got police, solicitors, business people, as well as our health and social care partners. So I think that's quite telling. So we are getting there, but no, yeah, we have got a long way to go yet. Mm-hmm.
But it's encouraging, isn't it, when you hear about dementia-friendly communities and businesses, it's that the message is getting through, isn't it, finally?
It is, and it feels like slightly less uphill now. In fact, we're really busy going around still giving talks. And it was nice today that Mike Rudd mentioned the work we've done in schools to make hopefully a dementia-friendly generation grow up now. And that'll surely take the pressure off in a few years' time.
And another thing to look forward to this year is the opening of your new centre in Burton Leonard as well. Just explain how that's going to help you help more people.
Right, yes. So we've done a conversion of an old Methodist chapel thanks to a very generous donation. And it will become our first hub. And it's a model that we'd like to replicate across North Yorkshire. And the idea being it's a place to turn. There will be groups and activities going on there. It'll be a resource centre. But most importantly, we want people who are in the local community to use it as well, so that we're not isolating people with dementia. So if there's a group going on and it's yoga, for instance, people with dementia will be made very welcome and will be supported, but they'll be mixing with other people as well. And we've even gone to the extent of training a hairdresser. We hope to have chiropody, so that people can come and have their hair done in a familiar and a safe environment.
And this is all about making life as normal as it can be and showing that you can do the things that you used to do.
It is, and it's also about not being clinical. I think we've got to stop making people with dementia, making out that they're poorly people. Yes, they can be poorly people, but it's a long illness and there's a good spell in the middle where you really need to live well.